Sign up for free to build your profile and choose who you match with at classicfmromance.com.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom at 3 o'clock, the Chancellor has confirmed more pensioners will get winter fuel payments this year. The government was heavily criticised when it scrapped the benefit for many people last autumn. But Rachel Reeves says the situation has now changed.
We have now put our public finances on a firmer footing. The economy is in a better shape, but we have also listened to the concerns that people had about the level of the means test.
There has been no mention of the two-child benefit cap. Britain's steel industry is welcoming news the UK will be at least temporarily exempt from Donald Trump's latest tariffs. Metals imported to the US from here will remain subject to 25% taxes. That's rising to 50% for the rest of the world. The pause follows Sir Keir Starmer's trade deal, and the White House press secretary, Caroline Levitt, says other nations should follow suit.
Each country has unique advantages, unique challenges to it based on their markets and what they export to us and what we export to them. And so that's why the president smartly advised his trade team to engage in tailor-made deal-making. And we saw that with the United Kingdom.
A body has been found in the search for a man who disappeared while on a stag do in Portugal. Greg Monks, who's 38, from Glasgow, was last seen during the early hours of last Wednesday morning. Local police say the body was found on very uneven terrain. Aid centres in Gaza are closed today, with Israeli military warning that nearby roads will be considered combat zones. The US-backed Gaza Humanitarian Foundation, which is endorsed by Israel, says centres will be shut for renovations and operations will resume tomorrow. Cologne is undergoing its biggest evacuation since the Second World War. 20,000 people are being moved away from their homes following the discovery of three unexploded US bombs to allow for their disposal. And the weather, rain in Northern Ireland, Southern Scotland and Northern England, sunny spells and occasional showers in the south, and a high of 18. From Global's newsroom for Classic FM, I'm Tim Humphrey.
This is Classic FM. From Global.
Hope your Wednesday is going well and that you're ready for the Hall of Fame 3 at 3. Two fallers, one climber today, and we begin with the sole entry for Massenet.
Anne-Marie Minhall
on Classic FM.
Thank you.
Classic FM.
The only climber in our Classic FM Hall of Fame 3 at 3 this afternoon is by Grieg. The wedding day at Trollhagen. Alice Sarah Ott, our pianist. And our 3 at 3 began with Massenet, just the one appearance by that composer for his work, his opera called Thaïs, and from it, Meditation. Gauthier Capuçon on cello with the Chamber Orchestra of Paris under conductor Douglas Boyd. For Elgar in 2025, 8 entries. And this particular work, I was just checking a few moments ago, peaked at number 2 in your chart back in 2007. In 2025, it's at number 25. The Cello Concerto. From Edward Elgar, the cello concerto. It was the first and the second movement. Alisa Weilerstein with Staatskapelle Berlin. Their conductor was Daniel Barenboim. Concluding our Classic FM Hall of Fame 3 at 3 this afternoon. Another one can be caught if you're up and about in the wee small hours with Bill Overton. And of course, the Hall of Fame Hour back tomorrow morning. Dan Walker, our host, for Classic FM Breakfast from 6:30. And the Hall of Fame Hour, that's at 9.
Classic FM.
Music by Carlos Gardel. It's a cheeky little tango for Wednesday afternoon. Why not? We're worth it. Volva is called, played by trumpeter Lucien Renaud-Danvery, together with the Monte Carlo Philharmonic Orchestra under the direction of Sasha Getzel. And that beautiful Onata Lux by Morten Lauritsen, sung by the Chamber Choir of Europe and joined by I Virtuosi Italiani, Nicole Matt, with the baton. 25 to 4, Classic FM, bringing you the best, whatever you're up to.
It's been said that Mozart works wonders for your memory. So, if you're revising at the moment, try our sister station, Classic FM Calm. The perfect soundtrack to soothe nerves and help you concentrate all through exam season. Listen on your radio, on Global Player, or ask your smart speaker to play Classic FM Calm.
Classic FM.
Thank you.
from great British composer Nigel Hess. We heard part of his work called Shakespeare Pictures. It was Much Ado About Nothing, played by the Central Band of the Royal Air Force on Classic FM.
Signor, signor, cara de Glesuna, il torrero de Satana, col plaisir, il sole coma. Sir, che place jour de fête, sir, che plati otama, le spectateurs, per balla tête, le spectateurs s'interpelle, arra fraca.
Oh!
Classic FM.
Johann Christian Bach has something from one of his brothers earlier this afternoon, Carl Philipp Emanuel, you may recall. And from JCB, it was part of his symphony in D, the opening movement. And in action, it was the Netherlands Chamber Orchestra. And Bizet giving us a buzz this afternoon with the Toreador's song from Common, with a little crowd support in there as well. I hope you noticed that. The mighty voice of Thomas Hampson and the Orchestra Nationale du Capitole de Toulouse under Michel Plasson. 12 minutes to four. Margarita Taylor, minutes away. She's with us between four and seven. She'll have something more from her Classic FM star in the spotlight all this week, Andras Schiff. Just before, Margarita Sansons with Skellibobs coming out of the wardrobe.
Thank you.
Back inside the wardrobes, the skeletons, all about things that go bump in the night. Danse Macabre, music by Camille Saint-Saëns, and it was Ivor Bolton who conducted the Basel Symphony Orchestra. Been a joy to be with you this afternoon. Classic FM requests. Thursday, it's a date from one.
Classic FM.
My dad was a disaster when it came to DIY. For years, it was a running joke in his Father's Day cards. The wonky kitchen shelf, that time he drilled through an electrical wire. Thankfully, he's finally hung up his hammer at the age of 86. But he's still proud of the family home he created with Mum. So with daily visits from home instead, that's where he'll stay. Wonky shelves and all. For award-winning home care you can trust, visit homeinstead.co.uk.
Here at Pets in a Pickle, our name has caused some confusion. We've had people asking us what pickles we recommend, but they're barking up the wrong tree. We actually offer simple, fuss-free pet insurance policies for cats and dogs. Visit petsinapickle.co.uk. For actual pickles, try the supermarket.
Serious about the right vitamins for you and your family? Trust Vitabiotics, the UK's number one vitamin company, for expert nutritional care for every age and lifestyle. Vitamins for everyone, including Well Man, Well Woman, Well Baby and Well Kid. From Boots, Pharmacies and Vitabiotics.com. For number one verification, see Vitabiotics.com.
It's time to reserve your place at the unmissable Kia Electric Experience. Be one of the first to see our highly anticipated new electric vehicles. The sporty Kia EV4, an athletic hatchback with advanced electric power. And the spacious Kia EV5, an SUV with a perfect blend of versatility and performance. Discover our award-winning electric range, including this year's UK and World Car of the Year, the EV3. Secure your exclusive place today. Search the Kia Electric Experience.
Kia. Movement that inspires. This is the sound of a happy vintage cash cow customer.
It's so easy. It's really so easy. You just pop the stuff in a box and send it away. I'm already on box 3. Well, I'm going to save the money. I'm popping it all in a little pot and saving up for a holiday. It's a brilliant way of spring cleaning.
Everyone's discovering the easy way to sell your unloved valuables in one go with Vintage Cash Cow. Turn your old gold, watches, jewellery, cameras, silver and much more into cash. Start today at vintagecashcow.co.uk.
What would you say to someone who's always posting holiday snaps on Instagram?
Get a life.
People are going to be emailing in with their problems.
Well, we'll get an awful lot of losers ringing in to us or whatever they do.
The Wittering Whitehalls, a podcast rammed full of life advice for all ages. Available now on Global Player.
Ah, dating. Imagine a world with Mozart as your matchmaker. Well, with Classic FM Romance, that's kind of the case. It's Classic FM's popular dating site, which means it's the perfect place to meet someone special who shares your values, interests, and love of music, even your hilarious classical music puns. So, if you're wondering where your true love's been hiding, well, you might just find them here. Sign up for free to build your profile and choose who you match with at classicfmromance.com.
The Classic FM Music Teacher of the Year Awards are back.
With £20,000 worth of prizes for schools, thanks to Viking.
Visit classicfm.com.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom at 4 o'clock, the Chancellor has confirmed more pensioners will get winter fuel payments this year. She's revealed the means test will be changed, telling reporters further details will be announced as soon as we possibly can. The Tory leader, Kemi Badenoch, says the U-turn shows the government is in chaos.
3 weeks ago, the winter fuel policy was set in stone. 2 weeks ago, the Prime Minister U-turned. Today, the Chancellor is rushing her plans because she just realised when winter is.
£15 billion worth of funding has been promised to improve transport infrastructure in English cities outside London. The Chancellor says it will promote growth through better jobs and housing. Britain's steel industry has been temporarily spared from Donald Trump's latest rise in tariffs on imports. The US president doubled taxes for metals brought in from other countries this morning. The UK only faces 25% levies, which could change if a deal signed last month isn't fully implemented. Gareth Stace, the Director General of Industry Group UK Steel, says confidence has been badly hit.
Businesses need certainty, and we do not have that at the moment. But what we've seen with the 25% tariffs is orders cancelled, orders delayed.
The Prime Minister says the UK will keep looking at further measures on Israel.